Hey, everybody. My name's Dane.
And I'm Jimmy.
And our podcast is called Bubbling Questions.
We do would-you-rathers from listeners and a Twitter bot.
Along with one-person game shows using ridiculous stuff we find on the internet.
Like, what kind of dick are we talking?
I shall not tell you.
Okay. All from our very real hot tub.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Very real. Not a gimmick at all. Find Bubbling Questions wherever you get podcasts.
And I'm Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jessica
Belvoni. And I'm Jesse Hepp.
Yeah!
We've assembled this incredible panel of artists tonight, and we're going to find out who is the father. One of you. Doctor, come on. No, that's just kidding. Nobody's. I mean, somebody's a father.
There are fathers.
That's true.
They're all our fathers.
And we have all men and one lady. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming out, lady.
I did a real good job with that. So. Thanks to me. But yeah, thank you for everyone for coming out tonight. We really appreciate it.
Have fun. Order some beers from the bar over there. Feel free to.
What's going on?
I think we have too many mics, man.
I think that's your mic.
Is it? Am I the one who's is it making the noise there?
Yeah.
Is it because I keep doing space? Stop making that old. I think it sounds kind of cool, huh?
We're getting hugs. Oh, there's Mariah. Hi, Mariah. Oh, now we have two ladies.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We have two ladies.
Wherever
you want. There's
a real
room
free
here.
For all over here.
Oh, look at Dustin Office.
I guess I should say we're recording live at Ghost Town Brewing.
Yeah, we're at Ghost Town Brewing. Oh, thank you so much for having us tonight, yeah. Ghost Town. Tip your bartenders.
Great selection of pinball machines in the back there. There's a taco truck outside. They have the original, the Bram Stoker's Dracula pinball machine.
That fucking machine is the hardest pinball you'll ever play in your life.
Oh, really?
They actually, like, spaced out the paddles to make it harder.
Come on, Bram Stoker.
I know. What the
I'm
fuck?
Assuming he had a hand in designing the pinball machine. So, you know, it's actually Dracula's monster.
No, is that... Wait a minute.
Dracula was the scientist
who
made the first Dracula.
Dracula? Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for that bit of knowledge, Jesse.
We're going to do a very smart podcast here, guys. You ready to learn about literary history?
It is about comics, so.
That's true.
Speaking of comics, let's introduce our panel.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, starting from the end, Mariah just got here.
Mariah Ludwig.
Mariah Ludwig.
Yeah.
She's in comics. She edits. Sitting directly next to her, we got Nick Trigata.
He knows Nikki Drag. East of West, FF, How Tunes.
Ecstatics.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Next to him, we got my very good friend, Dave Dwanch.
Founder of Action Lab Comics.
Mind Palace, Prom of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on a comic together.
Interesting. Doing a reboot of Herbie. Is that right? A gritty reboot.
Yeah, a gritty reboot of Herbie. It's true. We weren't supposed to talk about it yet, though.
Ooh, did I fucking blow
it? Totally.
Sorry.
Fucked it up. Ah, that was a surprise. God damn it, Jesse. He's ruining everything. Next, we got Ramon Villalobos.
Hell yeah. Night Hawk, babe.
And, hey, we got a lot of mics. You know, we can pass the mics down if you guys, like, want to talk about anything. I see that just the comics have the mics right now.
Oh, no.
Which didn't anticipate that.
As soon as you talk about comedians and mics, look what happens.
The microphones are turning on us.
They are. Next week. Justin Greenwood is next to Ramon.
Oh, Last Siege.
Last Siege. Recently just finished. The Fuse.
Right, yeah.
We got Landry Walker, also Last Siege.
True.
Then we got Brad Simpson, also Last Siege. Yeah, we're just all next to each other.
The whole squad.
We got the whole square of Last Siege from Image Comics. We got Liam Sharp on Green Lantern with Grant Morrison.
Brave and the Bold.
Hey, it's Grant Morrison's birthday today. We should all say happy birthday, Grant Morrison.
Have a weird-ass birthday, Grant. I hope you get that... the stuffed possum you were wanting all year.
Stuffed keep possum?
Yeah, like a taxidermied possum.
Is that what he wanted?
I don't know. I feel like that'd be a good gift for him.
Is that true, Liam? Is that what Grant Morrison would want? Pass the mic down. We are on a podcast. We should probably be using microphones. Anybody want to pass a mic down?
Did we get the cords?
This one's off. Oh, there it is.
Oh, sick. Yeah,
I think stuffed possum is perfectly feasible.
I thought he would like that. Maybe he's riding a little motorcycle.
He's in L.A. at the moment.
So. Oh, he's in L.A.? Oh, no, damn it, we should have had him come up. Why don't we think ahead?
Sorry I missed it. I have no excuse now.
Next we have Skinner.
Oh, Art of Skinner.
Hey, what's up, man?
Pop-up Necronomicon.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Alex Love. Hi,
yes.
Alex.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Bay Area comedy sensation, Alex Love.
Next up, we have Wonder Dave.
Hello.
Wonder Dave. Comedio comedy.
Yeah.
Hood Slam commentator.
Yeah.
All around great guy.
Nerd Rage.
Yes.
I will be on later. What is it? February? February? No. We'll figure that out. Next up, we have... oh, my God. I'm going to mess you guys up.
Guy?
Jordan. No, Jeremy.
A man
Jeremy.
Who just wandered in. Made himself at home.
They just gave me a mic, and I took it. I'm not handing it off.
Jeremy Telemontes, everybody.
He's got the From Art Critique Comedy.
Muscle Core, also. Is it core or corpse?
Core.
Okay.
It's like muscle, like your core, but spelled like corpse. Like,
okay.
Like the Navy Corps.
Sure.
Is that a core?
I think so. I think it's pronounced core.
Hey, guess corp. What? We got a microphone down at this end now.
Oh, nice.
I'm glad it finally worked its way down there. And then Jordan Seminara, am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Oh, I did it.
Jordan Seminara.
Also from Art Critique Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you guys do on Art Critique Comedy? Can you tell
the
us?
The Art Critique Comedy Show is a show that we run in San Francisco and Sacramento where we curate 5 pieces of thrift store art, and then we have comedians make fun of it, and then we auction it off at the end. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. Maybe we can do that at the end of this show after we play Artist Pictionary.
I also like how you gave me a microphone at the beginning and then made it impossible for me to pass it down. Because
oh, you got a short cord over there?
Yeah, maybe
there?
Just wrapped around. Maybe we should disperse them in fifths or something.
Yeah, here. I'm going to...
We're going to play a microphone twister for a second.
Pass it on
well,
down.
Again, thanks everyone for being here tonight. We really appreciate it. Let's start back down at the other end now that we actually have microphones down there. Hey, Nick, who looks very thoughtful.
Hey, Nick, what you think
Dave's
about?
Dave's watching the basketball game down here. So.
Are you seriously watching a basketball game during a live show? Awesome.
I'm sorry. I wasn't
paying
attention.
What the hell is that?
I want to thank you because I literally have wanted to watch a Warriors game with Ramon for a long time, and this is the first time that I've been able to hang out with this guy and do it.
I mean, we might as well even just put it up on the big screen. We could all just watch it together.
It's like it's more tawdry if we're just kind of like huddled over this little phone.
Just do a play-by-play.
Cool. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah,
I've got Escapist Podcast watches
freaking,
the Warriors game.
He's a rule breaker. What the hell is going on? I already found
what have you been working on down there, Nick? Besides watching the Warriors game?
Does anyone read comic books in this audience?
Yeah!
Oh, shit.
So I do a book called East to West, and we're going into our last five issues of that. So,
awesome.
It's coming to an end.
What's it called?
East of West.
Any of you sickos read that comic?
Anybody out there read that comic?
Oh, cool.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
And you work on that with Jonathan Hickman, right? Aren't you guys working on a
Hold on, Jess, hold on. Remember, you said sympathy claps.
Aren't you guys working on a television show of East of West?
What?
I mean, everyone's working on a television show, so it's all kind of bullshit, but Amazon has optioned it, but, you know as much as me, probably.
Oh,
so, speaking of bullshit, I just want to say congratulations, Justin. You got a pilot on ABC with Stumptown.
Yeah. Oh, no shit. Congratulations, man. Can we give it up for TV real quick? Clap if you watch TV.
You ever seen a TV before?
Does everyone love TV here?
They got all kinds of shit
on
there.
What about comic book TV? Nobody? Sorry, not a single person? Son of a bitch. I don't know what I'm doing with my life then. That's all I do.
I got a movie coming out, Chucky versus James Bond.
Ooh, nice.
It's coming. They're both pieces of shit. But they overthrow the United States government, so it's pretty sick.
Oh, well, I'm for that then.
James Bond's one weakness is live dolls.
Well, it's funny because James Bond is like being captured by the weird villain. Mm. And then the only person that can save him is Chucky. And then Chucky's like, "Why should I save you, you fuck motherfucker?" And then James Bond is like, "Well, you can have all the chicks you want. You can kill everybody and nobody cares." And he's like, "Sign me up."
I feel like I'm there.
Me too.
Yeah, you are Chucky, dude.
What other projects have you been working on, Skinner? I know you've did a lot of animations recently.
Yeah, working on some weird animation stuff, self-produced type things. I filmed a super weird short film in Atlanta that's coming out soon about a trippy-ass artist who's super delusional about his own success, and he creates toys, and then one of the toys opens up a dimension in his mind. And it's really crazy, man. But then I'm in pre-production on a stop-motion horror fantasy thing, but besides that, just painting my like psychedelic monster shit, all that stuff.
Didn't you just do like a giant sculpture?
Yeah, what'd they do with that huge sculpture?
Yeah,
that was
where's
over
that
there
right
in
now?
Compound
the
gallery.
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, is it still?
That is actually at the Metro Opera House.
So, oh shit!
Yeah, so you can see my giant mushroom lord, black light. Monster mushroom thing sculpture at the Metro Opera House, which you should just go to support because it's an amazing place.
What's it doing at the Metro Opera House? Is it making its world debut singing?
No, well, it was at the Compound Gallery, and then I was I forgot that I don't have anywhere to put it. I was like, I just thought some rich person would buy it or something. You know? I kind of pseudo convinced them to keep it there for a month, but I knew that they might fall in love with it after a month, so I was like...
I know I would.
I'm kind of hoping... But I think they're going to keep it there, so you guys... They're going to see it. You'll see it.
I just saw it at Sexy Good Time Wrestle Show, Hood Slam, which I am the commentator for.
Yeah.
So you can see wrestling and this amazing sculpture. I'm sorry, I'm plugging things.
Wonder Dave, everybody.
It's me! I have a show to plug! That's all I've said for the last 12 years of my life.
I actually tried to buy that statue... But the guy would not be talked down to $13. He somehow resisted my incredible bargaining skills. And he was like, "No, it just costs more than that." And I was like, "Cash, though. Cash, dog. Straight up. $13. And he was like, "No, absolutely not." And
it's like when we're working at the comic book store. They're like, "What if I give you $5 cash for this $100 book?"
Yeah. When people say the cash thing, they're just telling you, like, they're trying to get you to, like, take the cash and not report the sale, right?
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's more enticing that way.
Usually I love a good scam, but I don't care for that one.
You'll save 1% on your bill. Yeah, not enough of a grift there.
How are we not going to talk about how raging your mullet is right now?
Oh, we're all, we talk about this every day.
No, true. Everybody's going to pretend like that shit's not happening.
I think about Jesse's mullet like three times a day.
I'm working on like a full ravishing Rick Rude by the end. That's my goal for like the end of the winter.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
I mean, you're just ready to paint another man's wife on your tights and go out into the world, you brave soul.
I think you need to buy a Corvette before summer. That's how I'm feeling about this.
I would, if anybody in here is selling like a 1973 through 1988 Corvette, I'll take a C3.
Brutus,
I'll take
the
a
barber beef.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
Cash.
Your hair says 1982.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I think you should buy a Pontiac, personally.
That's a good make. Yeah. You a Pontiac Aztec.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Firebird. Honestly, you look like you just never left Kansas.
That's true.
Kentucky waterfall. That's what I like to call it.
Every day I also ask why his girlfriend doesn't leave him. Sorry.
No, she hates it so much.
It's because she I know loves she does. Hockey hair.
Yeah, that's true.
She Wait, your Minnesota. Girlfriend hates your hair?
Yeah, I love she it really you, dislikes it.
I love that you like literally
she's like the smartest person I've ever met, and it makes her like visibly angry.
Yeah, but like ladies and men, tell me how you'd feel if you saw old boy over here crawling at you in the middle of the night naked, talking about shaking that shit around and stuff.
Yeah, that is my move.
This is like seriously the most elaborate intervention I've ever fucking been to.
No, weird. Please, I am for it. For it. You guys should compromise on a rat tail.
Yeah, well... I've been doing a tiny ponytail move, and I look like a founding father.
Wow. Oh, yeah, check out his Instagram. It's true.
You don't want to be looked like a you look like the founding father right now. Now we know who the father is.
Welcome to the Escapist Comics podcast, where we intervene on Jesse's hair.
It's be great for the listener at home when this comes out.
Like, super visual. Use your mind's eye on
super
this.
Super visual.
Where do we? How far did we get on the intros?
Not very far.
I do appreciate the commitment.
So Landry, hi.
What?
Welcome.
You just look so thoughtful over there.
Sure.
I can just see you twizzling your mustache.
It just keeps growing.
It'll get very long by the end of the episode.
I think I saw you about 2 weeks ago and I was clean shaven, so yeah.
Before we started, you were talking about your Mad Libs. I really want to know more about it.
I don't. It's a nightmare. No, has anyone here ever done a Mad Lib? You know, Mad Lib? I'm writing a Mad Lib, and it's a lot less fun than actually doing Mad Libs. So.
But it was about politics?
Yeah, it's about politics, which is a super easy topic to do for seven-year-olds. Because seven-year-olds freaking love politics.
Oh, yeah.
All the seven-year-olds I know, just they want to talk to me about it.
Do you have to do any, like, Trump-related ones?
Oh, I mean, theoretically, yeah, I got to do 21 Mad Libs, like, next week. Yeah, by next week. I haven't started, and I probably won't until next week. And they'll mostly probably be about Trump, so yeah.
Can you give us one now?
No. I'm not doing them till next week.
Wait,
it's not next
you're
week.
A professional Mad Lib person?
I wasn't until yesterday I wasn't. Tomorrow I am. It's weird.
Okay. Stack that Mad Lib
I got
cash.
That fat Mad Lib money. And
so before you're like, you wake up in the morning, cup of coffee, get in front of your typewriter.
That is how you do Mad Libs. Yeah, you have to make them on a typewriter.
Did anyone else notice how like Mad Lib is for like a Trump themed Mad Lib?
Oh, damn. I didn't even think about that.
I just thought of it.
My problem is I don't know what adjectives are. I really don't. So I don't know how this is going to work out. Badly.
It's going to be fun when those come out and they're just some families all across the nation having discussions about, like, Russian pee tapes. It's like explaining that to a child. I mean, yeah, well, sometimes adults get into some weird shit. And I don't know.
That, it'll just be, you know, blank for that part. But we'll all know what it means.
Sometimes Trump likes to get in these blank situations.
Do you think
there you
he's
go, perfect? It writes itself.
Do you think that he's doing Mad Libs?
I'm guessing, depending on how many people listen to this, I may not be doing Mad Libs come next week. But that's okay.
Oh, trust
too.
Me, no one listens to this.
You know,
sorry.
I think
I'm really not worried about it.
Mad Libs could be cool because you could sort of be subtly influencing young people to make decisions that are good.
Of
like
nouns.
You could be like conditioning children to give a shit or something in the future.
It got quieter. That's weird.
Yeah, they try to turn me down. Fuck that.
Well, it's not quiet over here.
It's an interesting job in that regard. I was actually thinking about that, and then I realized I just want to get paid. So, doing that.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Hey, Liam. Back to you.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back. You got your beer.
He needed a pint.
Guys, well, Skinner has that. Skinner's not going to relinquish that mic.
What? Do you want me to talk more? I'm sure.
No. I do, always. So you're working on Green Lantern with Grant Morrison, as we said earlier.
I was going to say Green Morrison on Grant Lantern.
That makes sense, too.
Which is what it feels like sometimes.
How's that been so far? I mean, the book's been great.
You know, it's everything it seems to be. It's completely crazy. Just wonderful fun. It's charming. It's old-fashioned, but it's new. It's like, I can't think of anything like it. It's like, it suits me to a T.
Yeah.
And every sort of issue is a little bit different to the one before, so there's a different flavor and a different vibe, and it's, I know, it's Grant. I've wanted to work with Grant forever. Known him for years and years, and we just never managed to sort of hook up. And when this came around, it was a no-brainer, really. But I'm loving it.
What's he like when he like sends you the scripts?
Oh, the scripts?
Yeah, what are they like? I can't even imagine what a Grant Morrison script is
arrives
like.
Arrives via carrier pigeon. And,
the scripts
scroll.
Are like you're having a conversation with him. So there's lots of tangents. Mm-hmm. You know, so he'll suddenly switch into what inspired him and the stuff he read when he was a kid and the kind of books his mum read and all of, you know, you get all sorts. But it's... there's a lot of things that we both read growing up, like Jim Starlin's, you know, all that Thanos stuff, which is great, you know, Adam Warlock stuff. We just both loved that. And also the John Byrne, Claremont, Star-Lord stuff was really amazing.
Yeah.
So actually someone said the other day, I thought it was brilliant, they said that Warlord was like Bohemian Rhapsody, and the B-side... was Star-Lord, I'm in love with my car. Because he loves his ship, right? And seemed funny at the time. No, it's fun. He's a joke.
Does he try to influence you to be...
Oh, my God, I can't even...
Does he try to encourage you to be... illustrationally creative too, like bizarre or doing weird. I've seen you do it before with Swamp Thing, I think, where it's very, yeah, Man Thing, not Swamp Thing. Sorry, shit.
Ooh, common mistake. Common mistake.
Sorry, I don't need any encouragement.
Man Thing, but it's the Antediluvian stuff. Right, the ancient. Yeah, I know now. Okay, I'm coming back now. Right now. The antediluvian bizarre man thing as a sort of originator of the earth and an elemental spirit of the cosmos. I read that when he did that.
That was J.M. DeMatteis.
That was cool.
Beautiful. He's a great guy.
Does he influence you to do
weird? You know, it's like both of us love that weird shit. So it's like,
you're not trying to be Steve Ditko, though.
It all comes very naturally, you know.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. I mean, the nice thing is as well, because obviously before that I was doing the Wonder Woman stuff and the Brave and the Bold, and it's all very sort of fantasy.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, I don't want everyone to think I'm just that fantasy guy, you know.
Yeah.
So it's fun to kind of get cosmic and do like some Sharpie crackle, you know.
It has been that.
Enough from me.
Enough from you.
Drink.
Hi, Brad. We're going to put you on the spot now.
Oh, Brad. Hell yeah.
How's it going down there?
It's good. I'm doing the colorist thing, sitting back, you know, maintaining my anonymity, but in the same respect, holding everything together. Performing at a high level, nobody notices, but, you know.
Completely thankless job.
Doing what I'm expected to do.
How many books do you work on at the same time?
I usually work on about six at the same time, and I have a two-year-old and a five-year-old.
Oh, my God.
So,
what are you working on right now, like, all together?
Well, there's a Jesus Kung Fu epic coming out through Image this spring called Jesus Freak. Joe Casey,
right.
The incredible Ben Mara.
Oh, Ben Mara, yeah, just saw him post on his Instagram about that.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Awesome. And then there's The Warning on the shelves right now.
Oh, yeah, the Roche.
I'm working on Bloodborne through Titan Comics.
Right.
Yeah.
And some other stuff I can't talk about.
Ooh. Not even a hint.
You know what? I will say that's the best thing if anybody's like asking you. This is a cool. By the way, if you want to make it big in LA, I recommend doing what he just did. Because even though it's probably true, if somebody's like, oh, what have you been up to? You know, while you're meeting at Starbucks. And you're like, ah, just a lot of stuff I can't really talk about. but things are popping. I'm going to say that right now.
It's true. I'm projecting a lot of projects. There are a lot of things in the conceptual phase. No.
2019 is going to be a big year.
Talk about all the crazy shit I'm doing. That's a lot of stuff.
Definitely.
As both a father and a colorist.
Just going to nothing.
He's all, well, I'm working on the ALF relaunch.
I'd read that. Eating cats all day, trying to get back to his home planet. Poor ALF, you know? As both a father and a colorist, do you ever run into a situation where, like, your kid hands you something that they've just colored in, and you're like, you're never going to fucking make it. Like, this is, needs a lot of work, I know. You've only been in the coloring game for 2 years, because that's how long you've been alive, but I got to say, still...
No?
No, let's say, okay.
Okay, speaking of collaborations, back to Jesse's hair. I took a picture of Jesse, and then on my phone, Nick Dragata drew a mustache on the photo, and we posted it to the Twitter. So if you look at the @EscapistComics Twitter for January 31st at...
Oh, no.
What time is it? 8:30 Pacific time, yeah. About, there's a picture for you to enjoy.
Nice. That's great, too, because I can't physically grow an actual mustache, so I get like a Larry Bird look.
Even better, Jesse. Even better. Spit on it, dude.
Fulfill one of my lifelong dreams of having a mustache in a photo.
All right. Well, let's pass that mic down to Justin. Anybody? There you go. Cool. I had one.
What's
next
up?
To Landry.
Hey, Will.
So you just finished up the Last Siege with Landry and Brad. You
That's
guys
right,
are
Landry
crew.
And Brad here. Yep. Comes out next month.
What are you doing next, Justin?
I hate to borrow Skinner's line, but I am working on something for Image that hasn't been announced yet. But it will come out this year, 2019.
Everything is top secret.
Damn it. That's not the answer
top
we
secret.
Are looking for. Not even a little hint. Well, I'm glad you're working on big things. What's come out in the past from you?
We can just start lying about what we're doing. No one here reads it.
Yeah, I can make something up.
You just said that you couldn't talk about it? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
I'm doing the Batman versus Wolverine book.
I'll just be like every artist and be like, I desperately need to talk about everything I'm doing to justify doing it. I'm going to kill myself.
I feel like it's artists never like talking about what they're doing, and writers love talking about it, so it's perfect to just kind of be like, you'll have to find out when everybody else does.
Anything else? Anything you'd like to share with the audience here?
I mean, yeah, our book comes out next month. Please check it out. It's fantastic. Ramon, did you want to add something?
We're potentially going to collaborate on a boxing glove illustration.
Whoa.
For the Lamborghini of boxing gloves.
The Lamborghini of boxing gloves, that's right.
Whoa.
The Lamborghini of boxing gloves?
Yeah, we met this guy a couple weeks ago who makes the Lamborghini of boxing gloves. In fact, Brad, you don't know it yet, but we're going to pull you in, too. And... we're pretty excited.
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
It's like the most exciting project I've been involved with in a long time. I'm very excited.
Some artists, they work on like stuff for the Ferrari of boxing gloves, but that's for losers.
Yeah.
The only fucking idiots would work on the Ferrari of boxing gloves. We're so high class as the Lamborghini.
We don't play around with anything else.
We wouldn't touch the Ferrari.
What makes a Lamborghini
they try to
better?
The Benz of boxing gloves. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fuck Mercedes.
Yeah,
what makes
slumming.
A Lamborghini better than a Ferrari, Ramon?
What's that?
What makes it better? I just want to know.
If you,
like,
don't,
really?
If you don't know, there's no point in even.
What?
Yeah, it's high end. It's high end leather. It's high end padding.
Okay.
It's custom made for the fighter. See, this is all stuff that's uninteresting.
Oh, I thought we were talking about
layman.
Cars.
All these people that are like talking about other shit, they wouldn't even get it.
Oh, I know. All these people talking about other shit out there.
It actually feels good to get punched with those gloves. You're like, wow, this is nuts.
People request, they pay a high, the lot sport. Of money.
Both fighters just very horny at the end of the first round. It's getting awkward in here, folks.
So if you visit the head offices for the Lamborghini of boxing gloves, uh-huh. you might see our work.
Sweet. Ramon, since you have a mic.
Yeah?
You got anything to plug? You got any work?
Yeah, I'm doing a Lamborghini of boxing glove.
Anything else?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what comics you got coming up?
I've just coming up? I've just gotten over, like, seasonal depression. I'm working through that.
Hell yeah, man.
I didn't want to talk about that. I'm trying to hold it in.
That's the main thing, though.
Okay,
that's
cool.
The biggest thing in my life. My last comic book, I don't know if you heard about it.
No, I didn't hear anything. I don't know.
It completely flamed out. It's a huge controversy.
I know. That's
it's
why
a
we're
shame
not...
of my life to work on it. I don't know what else you want from me. I can talk about the other things I'm working on. Seasonal
okay.
depression.
Well,
the
cool.
of boxing
Thanks. By Nighthawk. It's really good.
Yeah. Is halftime over?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know we're recording a live podcast in a brewery right now, right?
I know we're recording it, but...
I know, I agree.
I feel like there's a lot of people that don't give a shit.
Oh, well, thanks. Don't tell the listeners that.
I mean, timestamp right now, it's 53 to 62.
Oh.
55.
Who's winning?
That guy's cool with that.
Yeah. You can't take your eye off the game.
It's not even like a playoff game.
It is just
whatever.
Exactly.
They're on a historic run right now, though, and
yeah.
you want to witness greatness as often as you can.
It's the dawn of the boogie era, also, which...
All right, you know what? Let's just skip to the prize box.
Speaking of greatness...
Maybe people will care that we have prizes for this...
Can we win them?
Oh, yeah, that's true. We're going to have some games after this. Yeah, here, look, I got two microphones. You want to see that one?
I'll take one off your hands.
What about this end of the dais? What are you guys up to?
We're down here just working out, sitting in this podcast. I can't hear anything.
Sweet.
I realize how bad my hearing is.
Oh, no.
Sitting here, yeah.
Too many concerts.
Yeah. Things I've been working on, I've been making a television show inside of virtual reality. It's a lot of fun. I work with an animation software company where they have a real-time animation software, and I'm just starting a paranormal news show where we talk about what's
you
the weird.
Yep.
A lot of fun.
Grab that. I think we have the first episode of that.
That is correct.
Okay. Oh,
that's
my God.
The first episode is here and cut, and if people wanted to watch it, they could see it. Yeah. Yeah. The future is here, folks, and entertainment is happening via Oculus Rift. Yeah, I feel like a total fucking nerd, and it's awesome.
Well, you shouldn't feel bad being here. I think we're all supposed to be nerds. Supposed to be. All right, this is the prize box. So, because you're going to win prizes tonight, guys, if you care, people who are talking. All right. So, Warrior fans, Dave Dwanch brought us these awesome curry
Beautiful.
Candles.
Steph Curry.
Everybody give a huge round of applause for
In
candles.
The vein of the Mother Magdalene.
Someone give my wife one of my candles. Woo!
What else we got in here? I have a full set of Topps Jurassic Park comics. They are sealed and polybagged, guys. Sealed. brand new and out, I got Charles Forsman's Hobo Mom. I don't know if you guys seen his Netflix show. It's really good.
Who's ready to get sad?
Yeah.
Where my abandonment issue people at? This Hobo Mom. It's very good.
Because Liam Sharp is here, I have these awesome Green Lantern prints, yeah. I guess. Maybe we get Liam to sign them. Yeah, cool. What else do I have in this box? Why do we have invisible?
Oh, shit. We got the movie posters. You want to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, since Landry is here. Look, Landry is a Danger Club.
Oh, yeah.
I see Tommy Pickles in the bottom of that box. Are there a bunch of Rugrats cards in there?
Oh, there sure is.
Some Klasky Chupo?
Some buried treasure that we found.
I don't know if anybody cares, but we have Dragon Ball Broly posters.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that came out this weekend. You know that was number one at the box office this past weekend?
Good for them.
I don't think anything else
You say
came
Dragon
out.
Ball?
Dragon Ball. Number one at the box office.
Let me tell you one thing real fast. I'm sorry. I know a guy who named his son a Dragon Ball character.
Ooh, which one?
Gohan.
Okay, yeah.
Because his wife wouldn't let him name it the main one. What's his name?
Goku?
Yeah, his wife wouldn't let him name it Goku.
What a
so
weird
they settled on Gohan.
What a weird compromise.
That's a true story.
Goku, absolutely not. Gohan, oh yeah, that sounds great. Okay.
You know, Goku, no.
Completely different.
I would name my son Master Roshi.
Back to the drawing board.
I know a girl who is named Sango after the character from Inuyasha.
No,
she is white. That is something I want you to know. And she's very lovely. And probably if she hears this, she'll definitely know it's her I'm talking about. Hi!
Also, a bunch of pins from my drawer that I didn't want.
Ooh.
We got an Invincible pin, a Loot Crate pin, I think it's a little robot, and a Deathstroke pin. So add them to your pin collection.
Yeah!
And then a couple monster magazines. We got the Legion of Monsters and the Haunt of Horror.
Just some monster mags.
I don't know, there's a bunch of other crap in here, too.
We got a calendar.
Calendar from Marvel. Another copy of Danger Club, Landry, for you to sign.
You're not pushing those Rugrats cards.
And a vintage Mad magazine with Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter, the party starter. Cool present.
Hey, Jessica.
Yeah.
What are the prizes for, and what do you have to do to win a prize?
Oh, I was getting to that. I just wanted to get people's attention.
That's a good question.
Oh, you got their attention.
All right. So we're going to play some trivia.
Look, check them out. They're stickers, too.
And...
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Trivia.
You want to win these prizes? All right. Stay alert. Wake your ass up.
Is it only for the audience?
Yes, it's only for the audience. Sorry.
I made the wrong choice. I should have been sitting down.
So I'm going to need some volunteers from the audience.
Oh, does anybody want to do a little trick? Anybody know a lot about comics?
Do you know about comics?
Wait, get up. Get up here.
Don't worry. You'll get some help from our
Don't make me call somebody.
Here.
What?
If you guys don't volunteer, I'm going to have to pick you up.
Motherfucker in the back. Joe Pesci, come here.
Oh, shit.
You.
There we go.
Get the Batman shirt. Yeah, you.
All right, one
there. Come on, baby, before I break your leg. Break your leg off. Yeah, Joe Pesci, come
in. I'm going to need a couple more.
Hey. Look at this sick guy. Hey.
Welcome.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, you.
Can I get two more?
Your hat looks like a Brillo pad. Look at
this
guy.
Don't be shy. It's not going to be that hard. It's actually pretty hard. Two more. All right, Robert.
All right.
One more.
All right, we're going to have a fight club.
Come on, guys.
Fight club
really
here in the middle.
Killing. All right. Thank you. All right. Will, can we start rolling the trivia, please?
All right, who's going to win the fight?
Four?
Four. And then if you need help, we're going to go to our illustrious panel. All right. First contestant, what is your name, please?
I'm Dan.
Dan, what is the name of this team? And you get a bonus point if you can name the members.
It's the Avengers.
Nope.
Fuck.
All right, next.
Chance to steal.
The Invaders.
Nope.
Ooh, close. Avengers.
Robert.
Avengers. Avengers.
Joe Pesci, good try, buddy.
It's not. I don't know. The Outsiders.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
All right, we're back to Dan. Dan, would like to help you on this panel?
Want to get an assist from somebody?
I have defenders.
No, get an assist. Anybody, pick somebody. Oh, okay.
The All-Star American Nerds.
Oh, you're so close.
The All-Star American Nerds.
The American Nerd Friends.
Can anybody on the panel help Dan out here?
Was it Invaders?
No.
Force of July.
Is it the Crusaders?
Not the Invaders.
Is that the original Nazi ass kickers?
Hey, cool reference.
You're very close.
The All-Star Squadron Supreme Nerd Friendship Squad.
All right, we're going to go to the next one.
A real stump squad.
Okay, the All-Winners Squad.
The All-Winners Squad.
Invaders was close.
So it's written there now. Never mind. I was going to brag that I could name several of the people on the team, but not the team.
The X-Men. Flame Twins.
All-Winners Squad?
It's the All-Winners Squad.
Shit.
I could have sworn that Cap lost in the
video.
All right. Next question, please, Will.
Me and my boys, we're called the All Winners Squad. You want to have sex with any of us?
This
a stunning 90s squad.
Yeah, I know this shit.
I think. Oh, there's my mic.
I know
no
it.
Idea. No idea.
Is it the West Coast Avengers?
Ooh, that's a good guess.
The Incorrigibles.
No. All right, Dave, do you want to help out?
It's fucking Force Works.
Oh, shit. I was going to guess Cash Money
Force Works, the lamest shit ever. Because somebody at Marvel was like, we got to keep up with these Image guys. So really, come on for it, man.
But weren't all of these people on the West Coast Avengers at some point?
Oh, for sure.
I feel like that's true.
Yeah, and if you can believe it, that's Scarlet Witch.
Force never works. Only kind deliberation.
What is she wearing? It's like a half of a bathing suit. Jesus Christ.
So it's a warm weather team.
All right. This next one should be a little bit easier, guys.
Glory's outfit.
Sorry. I think we're going to be on Robert. I know. Who are we on? I don't even know anymore. Y'all got it wrong, so we're back to Dan. All right, Dan. Who were the original three Legion members to appear on the cover of Superboy on Adventure Comics number 247?
Whoa.
Superboy, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
No.
It's Legion of Superheroes, Saturn Girl, and the green guy with the horns. I can't remember his name. No, that's the wrong guy.
The Blue Devil.
Wrong. All right, Robert.
No clue with my DC. Plastic Man.
No.
None of these shitbirds has the answer.
Green Lantern?
No.
Hey, Joe Pesci.
All right, Rebecca, Dan. Landry, do you want to help out Dan?
I need help, please.
It's Lightning Lad, Cosmic Boy, and Saturn Girl.
Thank you. Dan gets a point. We have 1 point.
Wait, you won. You did it? You won.
If you want to mark down points, Will, for us.
Cosmic Boy? Saturn Girl? Lightning Boy?
Yeah, kill them off immediately. Stat.
They're actually really good. You know, like, a Legion of Superheroes?
Kill everybody except for Lightning Girl, or Saturn Girl. Keep her.
There's a Legion of Superheroes called Arm Fall Off Boy. Tell me that's not cool. Tell me that's not cool.
Fair enough. As you wish.
Next question, Will. What are the effects of gold kryptonite?
Ooh. Gold kryptonite.
Dan just got it right, so.
I did? Oh, so it is mine?
It's
one.
It makes Superman
come on, Joel.
Impotent.
No. Nice try, though.
Gets you super high.
No.
I have no idea.
Make a back wish. To you.
He loses his power.
So I'm doing this all wrong. What's your name again?
It's projected to hit $2,500
an ounce. It turns your dick into Bizarro.
You get to help.
He loses his powers.
Do you lose your powers, but for how long?
What?
Ooh.
Forever.
Temporarily.
No, it's forever. That's why he did it.
You're
at the
wrong.
End of the
real? You're
no.
Wrong, sir.
No.
No.
I know what issues I can back it up with, too.
Temporarily.
The second of the Alan Moore's Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow. He did the gold trip, walked that? In the vault, lost his powers forever, but his son inherited,
that's
turned
right.
The coal into diamond,
that
boom, he's done.
Alan Moore.
Oh, this podcast is out of
fair
control.
Enough, fair enough.
An argument has broken.
I challenge you, sir, to a duel.
The length of time.
All right, we'll give a point to Joe.
Okay. Let's sell you.
Next question, Will. All right, Robert. Multiple choice.
I'm going to go with C.
He flew, didn't he?
You're wrong. Does anybody want to help Robert out on the panel?
1984.
All right, we need to get the podcast under control. Does
Wait.
Anybody know when Howard the Duck ran for president on the panel?
If only Chip Zdarsky were here.
He
76.
Know.
Robert gets 1 point.
It was 76. Congratulations, Robert.
All right. You all have, Robert has a point. Yeah. You all get 1 point. Next question, Will.
Yeah.
What was Galactus' name in his original universe?
I thought it was Cullen.
I believe it was C. Galen.
You are correct. Tom, you needed no help. Hooray! Good job, guys.
That was close.
Next question, Will.
Galen, also the name of my favorite landlord.
Which of the following alien races lay eggs in other races? In other races.
The Calamarians. Wait a second. These delicious alien
brood.
That's right. It's bees.
The brood.
The brood.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right. Where are, so he gets
they're
one
like
point.
Gross
and
the
Dan.
The
brood, like, it's totally an alien rip off. But.
All right.
Like, the brood's cool.
Yeah. Ooh, this
Blink
is a good
City.
One.
Does Sin City take place in?
Never. What's the name of
What's
the city?
What's the name?
Not getting laid in here.
Detroit?
Close.
That would be wrong.
The correct answer is Modesto.
Robert?
Sin City, obviously.
That is wrong.
That would be Basin City?
That's
yeah.
Correct, hey. Kyle gets 1 point.
One time.
Basin City is the correct answer. Next question, Will. What was the comic series that Rebecca Davis created before Steven Universe? Hint, it's from Albatross Comics.
Oh, Rebecca Sugar.
Oh, it's Rebecca Sugar.
Yeah.
Who's Rebecca Davis?
I'm sure there's a Rebecca Davis out there.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning when I was writing these, okay?
Mushroom Cloud.
Dan.
Yes, the answer is Pug Davis. Thank you.
Oh, damn! Damn.
How did you know that?
3 points for Dan now. I think he's in the lead. All right.
Does he just get the whole box of stuff when he wins?
He gets a whole box of stuff. It's crazy. All right, next question. Fluorokinesis, chlorokinesis, and aporokinesis are all forms of mechanical manipulation. Swamp Thing and Poison Ivy both possess these abilities. What? Who is the third?
There's only three total.
There's only three in the DC Universe. Who could it be? Isn't he like a bad guy for Swamp Thing?
Yeah.
He's an antagonist.
He is an antagonist.
Really
you know,
guy.
Joe?
It's one of those...
Need help from one of the panelists.
Classic Alan Moore Gray.
Oh, David knows the answer.
I know it's the Fluorochloric Man.
Ooh, very
that
close.
Is
very close.
Fluorochloric Man. Close enough.
Yes, hold on.
You're close enough. It sounds like a toothpaste villain.
He does, yeah. Trashy figure.
I also love the picture I got for him. It's like, well, from one of those, like, DCU catalogs.
That's Kevin.
There is.
There is.
Turn his body into flowers.
You can. It's really scary.
Not a great power, but you know, it's nice. Comes in handy on holidays.
All right, next question. We're almost through it. We're almost there. What county does Southern Bastards take place in? Do you know Southern Bastards, Rob?
It's in Alabama.
Do you need help from the panel? Hey, panel! Hey, panel!
What?
What county does Southern Bastards take place in? Anybody?
It's like a long time
ago. Chilton.
That is wrong.
Cross.
I just wanted to talk. I've been silent this whole time.
You can totally talk anytime.
This podcast is not
bad in the
back of the
head.
Take it from me. Take the mic.
Choctaw.
That is wrong. Back to Dan.
So Dan.
They live in Force Workington.
Pritchard.
That is wrong again. Joe.
C. Craw.
That is correct.
It is Craw County. Craw County, Alabama.
I would just like to say that I said Craw about 5 minutes ago.
And that is completely out of control. Completely lost the audience. We're almost through this to get to Artist Pictionary.
Next question, Will. Our 39th image issue.
What are the names of the two warring planets in Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples' sci-fi epic saga?
The two planets at war with one another. A planet at war with its moon, some would say.
I think we're on Robert. Who are we on? Are we on Robert?
I think so.
I think we are.
Landfall and Cleave.
Ooh.
Landfall and... Do you want to go to the panel?
Reed.
Yes. Landfall and Reed. The magic users on Reed versus the technology people on Landfall.
I think we have two questions left, maybe. Ooh. Matter Eater Lad is DC comic superhero with an ironclad stomach that came from which planet? Kyle.
No one's reading each other.
Ergo?
That is wrong.
A, Ergo.
The answer
it is not Ergo.
It's Bismol.
Bismol.
That is correct.
D, Bismol.
And we have this lovely picture to go with it, but I have no idea what's happening in that panel. Is he creeping up behind him to do something nefarious? Maybe.
Wow, they cleverly spelled Bismol with
that
two
panel is like
nipple that's in an ass. Yeah, this is way ahead of its time, dude. You thought they invented eating ass in the 1980s? No, absolutely not.
It was frowned upon back then. But
why did everybody have the word lad at the end of their name?
Like a weird fascination with British culture.
The real question is, how come no one has the word lad at the end of their name now? Huh? Lad.
They all grew up.
We will call you
lad.
All right, next question, please.
Ooh.
What does BPRD stand for?
Oh, I'm going to answer this shit.
Bureau of Paranormal Research Department? Bureau of Paranormal
Which
Research
Department? Which one of the courageous nerds chooses to guess this?
The organization that employs Hellboy.
That is incorrect.
Abe Sapien.
Right? No, wait, that is correct. Jesse, that's correct, right?
What did they say?
C is correct.
C is the correct
answer. I can't even remember anymore. D words. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. They're all D words.
I fooled myself. All right, next question.
Oh, nice.
It's my favorite Rob Liefeld one. Look, it's literally cool.
What a small nose that man has. Wonderful.
Nice
tiny nose on a hero. It's a heroic trait. He can't possibly be addicted to cocaine. Look how
tiny
his nose
is. Okay, which of the following characters was not a member of Youngblood?
Ooh. I don't know. God damn.
And that okay, it's not, though.
Wasn't the era when all new superheroes had a weird one-word name?
It was D, Die Hard.
That is incorrect.
C, Sentinel.
That's incorrect as well. They're all in Youngblood.
Whoa.
It is Sentinel.
C.
Vogue.
That's incorrect.
Vogue was not the original movie.
It's not Vogue, it's not Sentinel, it's not Die Hard. So,
Battle
Radical shit. No, backlash.
I was like, there's no backlash. That's true. It's AA backlash. All right. We're almost there, guys. We're almost there. Left. Ooh. All right. Name the first feature-length motion picture to use a Marvel character. Yeah. This is to you, Robert. Okay. Hey, panel. Panel, I know you're busy talking back here, but can you name?
We're talking about the question. Was it 1940 serials?
No. Feature-length. First feature-length.
Is Doctor Strange.
No. Feature length in a movie theater.
Captain America.
Is it Spider-Man? Is it Spider-Man?
It has to be in a movie theater.
Doctor Strange.
It's Howard the Duck.
It is Howard the Duck. Good job.
Wait, Howard the Duck was the first one?
Howard the Duck was the first Marvel feature length.
That was before Captain America?
That's really cool. No. Right. I can't remember that one, too. All right, thank you guys for playing trivia. Can we add points?
He hooked up with that lady there.
Yeah, you would think he would have been grossed out by
he tapped
like,
it.
Smooth human
I'm just waiting for the sequel to Howard the Duck, you guys. I wonder when that's going to happen.
Oh, the
We're worried about Black Panther, too.
All right, Joe, you are our winner.
Congratulations, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
You won
the contest.
You got some Rolly posters.
Yeah, pretty sure it was Joe.
Just for you.
According to our points.
You got some Green Lantern Christmas. A full run of Jurassic
Sabrina
Park.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
We're going to have a sign next for you. Yeah, they're all going to get a signed poster.
Yeah.
You guys all get your pops and get off the stage.
Well, we'll get it out later. We'll figure it out.
Oh, don't forget the candles.
Why not? We'll figure it out. We got to do trivia soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true, huh?
We'll figure it out. I'll move this.
Who can distribute the prizes to the end?
Let, take your Aquaman jockstrap and exit stage left.
Thank you all for playing. Yeah, get off the stage.
Yes.
Get off the stage all before right. I body slam you, Joe.
That was a big old mess. Thank you for bearing with us. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's our first live show.
Everyone's talking. It's cool. Well, now we're going to get ready for Artist Pictionary. I'm sure you guys are going to love this. I see Justin's already really excited to play. Woo! So, hey, Mariah, do you want to see that big white board behind you?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can
Let's
I help you with?
Let's move that forward if you want.
Okay.
If you can. Or, like, Dave, maybe yeah, Dave yeah, can
stop
with
Stop watching basketball.
Dave. Can you?
We got a helper.
I wish you could be present in our relationship
instead of trying to escape the
commitment you made to me by watching B-ball
Jessica,
all the time.
Do you want it front and center?
I put it behind my head.
Yeah, come back here. I'm giving you a second chance.
Listen, I'm really helping, actually. I'm just directing things.
All right, wait. Show of hands. Everybody pay attention. Listen. Show of hands. Who would you prefer to see crawling at you naked from the darkness? Fucking Hacksaw Jim McDuggan over here with the Kentucky Waterfall or Howard the Duck?
So, Howard the Duck.
If you would prefer Howard the Duck with his weird duck penis coming at you, or this guy with his duck penis coming at you, which one? Okay, raise your hand for Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Ducks
God.
Ducks actually have very gross penises, also.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Saw that YouTube video.
Jesse's like my brother, though.
Howard the Duck.
Don't.
All right.
Divisive issues.
Makes me sick.
Welcome to the 200th episode of the Feelings Earning Podcast, brought to you by Escapist Comics.
Whatever you do, do not Google.
I prefer
Google.
My pale princess over here.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Back to non-bestiality rules here.
The world to see. I can take it off with my sons one day.
Okay. It's all short. What's happening? All right. Here we go. So, Artist Pictionary, I'm going to need more volunteers. I know you guys, really hate volunteering. but I do need some guessers to guess the artists. So can I have a couple more volunteers from the audience?
Hey, can I voluntold someone?
Can you volunteer people from the audience?
Yeah, I'm going to volunteer Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
No, you're not looking at me.
Welcome.
You're sitting Sorry. Right there.
You have to guess things now, Colin.
Thank you. What a wonderful volunteer you are. Can I have another volunteer?
What did you have to look at?
It's okay. We still love you, Colin.
Please, one more. I know.
One more. Come on. One brave soul. Get your ass up.
Uno mas. One more.
Here we go.
We got another
champion.
Come on.
Here we go.
We got another champion.
I hope you're good at movies.
I mean, if you look at Disney or something, it's like...
Welcome.
All right. We got two groups. Welcome to the Thunderdome. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
Classic win, lose, or draw rules. One person draws, two people guess. 1 minute time limit. Winner take all.
Dude, you're not supposed
two
to
win. 2 minutes or 1 minute lead.
Cheater. This guy's a fucking cheater.
So the rules of Pictionary. Mm-hmm. No numbers. No,
no
letters.
Numbers. No letters.
No hash marks.
No hashtags.
Okay. And the category is comic movies.
Ooh.
All right. So, Colin, you're on Liam's team. Alex, you're on Skinner's team.
Hey, what's up?
So. All right. Who wants to go first? Skinner? You gonna go first? You're playing Pictionary. So you have 1 minute to draw that movie. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's my name. There's your marker. And comedians, if you want to tell the audience what they're drawing without telling them what the movie is.
Do a little play-by-play?
Yeah, go ahead, look.
Oh, here, I can time them, too.
Yep.
We're here. Right. I get to play it.
And you have to guess what it is.
Mm-hmm.
No words, no numbers. No hash marks.
You know, technically writing is just drawing words.
Yes, right?
When you think about it.
Go.
No, but I have to pee again really bad.
Here we go.
Look at this sentence I drew.
We've got...
In ancient Sumeria, the game of Pictionary was how they chose a leader.
He's off to a strong start with a
piece. It looks like Mega Man.
Ooh, the classic Marvel movie Mega Man. I would actually watch a Mega Man movie.
It's a woman.
It's a lady.
Oh, okay.
Another lady.
That looks like a bad picture day haircut I had
once. It is Sally Field as Gidget and
it's a woman of
God.
I think we're all guessing.
Sally Field in Casper, the friendly ghost.
He was supposed to guess.
Finish drawing with only 30 seconds still to go. Record.
Yeah, but he's supposed to guess, not you guys. No help from the audience. No help from the audience.
Okay. It's a movie of a comic book.
What do you think that is?
Series or graphic novel. A movie adaptation.
Ghost Moon?
Skinner, is it Ghost?
Casper.
Is
it could be Casper.
Does it involve the ideal nose job of Scarlett Johansson?
Is this Casper?
American Splendor.
Oh, close.
American
Splendor.
What did you
cross her out? What did you score? Time.
Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
It was too late,
though.
Very close.
Thank you. Very close.
Thank you, Skinner.
Splendor.
It's beautiful.
Ghost Dick.
Ghost.
Best of three, though, so. All right. Liam.
Ghost Dick. That was a tough one. So not many people
but he drew
think
the dick
of
on it, so it was Ghost World the Thorn.
Oh, thank you.
Whoever's up next, I hope you know how to draw a dick. Gonna need to draw a big one.
For the record, I just crushed super hard, but you guys sent me in for some fucking Appalachian inbred dude. And
now the artists are big on turning on the audience. Crazy 200th episode so far.
Ready?
Oh, let me start your timer.
All right.
And ready?
Go. All right.
Liam Sharp.
Liam Sharp.
Drawing.
Okay. Are you drawing an alien?
Balloon Boy.
Because that's a weirdly shaped head, man.
Looks looks like an alien.
Oh, never mind. I was on the show.
Okay. Yes.
Some hair.
It appears to be a nighttime scene. A nocturnal scene.
There's moonlight.
30 Days of Night?
That is...
30 Days of Night?
What was it? What?
30 Days of Night.
Oh, wow. Nice pull.
I was going to say...
Wonderful.
Fantastic monster vampire movie. 30 Days of Night based on the Steve Niles book.
Once of Night. 30 Days of Night.
Good job. Where'd Skinner go?
He's disappeared.
Skinner has disappeared.
Left in a rage.
He left in a rage.
Flew out of this place. Tipped over to me. You want to draw Jeremy? What about Dylan? You want to bring up Jeremy?
Seven Strikes of Midnight. Jeremy Telemontes.
Jeremy Telemontes, everybody.
Oh. You got to pick from the bag.
Now draw from the bag. Again, the category is Marvel movies or comic book movies, not strictly Marvel.
Not strictly Marvel. It doesn't matter. You have to do it.
This is sheer chaos.
Mystery.
It's a mystery battle.
Jeremy, don't fuck this up.
I don't think they can.
Jeremy saw the prompt and said, I don't know this one at all. It's fun for Jeremy's art to get critiqued.
Jordan, can we post this artwork next time in the art critique?
This should be good.
Yeah, let's save this roll.
All right, you're going to get this for him.
Yes.
Ready, Alex?
Yes.
All right. And go.
All those shitty bus drives, those bus rides of just drawing garbage.
X's
you're going to pay off here.
And O's.
Those are marbles and jacks. That's okay. What this movie is.
Are you drawing a deconstructed Christmas tree?
Okay.
It's an L. King song. X's and O's. It's a spaceship.
So okay. Far, it certainly looks like Jeremy's room.
Is it speed three? Speed three.
Bulldozer at night.
Not
and
Star Trek.
A bulldozer.
The Polar Express.
Jeremy's car is about to get towed because he's parked in a construction zone. He's crossed out the bulldozer. No bulldozer.
Oh, definitely shouldn't get a job as an artist.
There's a goblin on the wing of this plane.
30 seconds.
Somebody
30
put a
seconds
bunch
left.
Of nails through Jeremy's dock in front of a construction zone.
Stars.
He has 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Dock. Right.
15 seconds.
Boat. This is
driving nails through a penis.
Water.
I didn't write
pier.
That on there.
Star pier.
Oh, Star Dock. Star Dock.
Star Dock.
Star Dogs?
Star Pier?
That is time. All right. Pier. 1 minute.
Star Dog.
I guess we're Star Dogs.
I wrote these and
what
I don't even know
it?
What it is.
Oh, the bulldozer
Snow
in the
pier.
Ocean? Is it that?
Snow.
Snow Pier. Oh, okay. It's a train. Yep.
That makes sense.
They were snowflakes.
I did not understand that those were snowflakes.
You want to play? All right, we're going to get elbows. Who's up?
What was the bulldozer about, Jeremy? It was plowing snow, right?
Round of applause for Jeremy Telemontes.
Snow plow.
Runs the show based on criticizing other people's art. Interesting.
Jeremy grew up in San Jose and has never actually seen snow being plowed.
Can I point out I write a comic, not a draw a comic?
Okay, that's fair. Next round, we have
ready?
Ramon Villalobos on the pen, baby. And, okay, we are ready.
Ready? And go. It's already going. Oh, I can't see.
Okay. We got some kind of sky happening. It's like,
it's a
clearly
man.
A man's face.
It looks like 30 Days of Night again.
Is it 30 Days of Night again? 30 Days of Night 2?
Was there a second
30
one?
More Days of Night?
60 Days of Night.
You can't get it, Steve! Now we have it! No! Now we have to do it again!
Still impressive. You got it in 22 seconds.
Was it?
I don't know. How did you get Suicide Squad from that? That's incredible. Oh, yeah. How did you guess it so fast? That's amazing. So you got Suicide Squad from that?
My most proud moment in Pictionary is that someone drew a framed picture of a mountain and I guessed Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's the best I've ever done and I've never played since because I'm never going to talk.
Jesse, you ready?
Yeah, hold on. Let me...
Why do you keep putting your Give that away.
Well, I don't know because I was holding the other microphone. I only had two hands.
All right, go.
I just can't see.
Batman
Battling
Returns.
Seasonal depression.
Is it?
What? Depression. Batman Returns.
Oh,
12
my God.
Seconds.
This is so awesome.
12 seconds.
He's wearing a shirt that says he's part of the official Batman club.
Oh, okay.
That's true, yeah.
Just sees Batman everywhere.
Batman.
All right.
I see Batman
Alex,
everything
you
I do.
Have to get the next one to stay in it. Where did all my artists go?
Batman club.
Where's Justin?
Nothing.
Oh, there's Nick. All right, Nick.
So is that Danny DeVito? Is that what we're looking at?
Oh, you know what? It probably is, right?
Yeah, it's probably
yeah,
Danny
the
DeVito.
Penguin.
Yeah.
That's
penguin
what that was.
Danny DeVito.
I get it.
Poor Danny DeVito. He got cast as the Penguin and just crushed it.
Yeah.
Just off of looks alone, you know? They put a prosthetic nose on him, but that was all
right,
it
Alex,
took.
You have to get this one to stay in it.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
For Alex.
Wasn't he eating, like, raw fish during that whole movie?
He did, yeah. He was really in character.
Just gobbling down.
Who else do you think was in contention for the role? Like, that would be a little bit insulting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's between you and
Danny
DeVito.
I feel like they just called Danny DeVito.
Said, this is really hard.
Okay, go.
And we're off.
We're off. Nick said he didn't know who it was.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So that's a clue right there. It's someone.
Yes. I told him. Who it was.
Oh, good.
It is a movie.
He's standing in a manner where I can't see this to mock it. So
I'm just going to guess Polar Express again.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Because I can't see anything.
Draw what he uses, Nick.
The Brave Little Coaster.
Iron Man?
Yeah, there you go, there you go.
I mean...
20 seconds.
It's funny that those people...
Oh, that is okay. Right, yeah, yeah.
If Sinestro was a vampire.
He walks in both worlds.
You can do it.
Oh, I was close. No.
Beowulf? No.
Is it like an Iron Man and Blade
really
crossover?
No, it's not fair.
Iron Blade.
Goddamn. And time.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, you did it. You got it right. It's Blade, but you had to know which Blade it was.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
Blade Trinity.
Oh, the final Blade.
It was Blade 3, the sharpening.
Unless they're talking about making another one.
The sharpest of all Blades. All right, Colin, you are the winner.
Congratulations, Colin.
You're the King of America now.
We're going to do another round. I need two more volunteers, though.
Who's coming up?
To guess
who wants to
among.
Step into the danger zone?
All right,
who's coming
you.
Up? Who's coming? He
you?
Calls it the danger zone
come
because
on.
Skinner's going to stab
someone.
The tip
of
his
come on, one more.
Who wants to step up? Step up.
All right, come on.
He wants some more. He wants a little more.
Guess
of this.
The movie. Just yell out the name of a movie.
Skinner, never much of a salesperson.
All you really have to do.
Oh wait, you want to come? Hey, this guy
who
wants
to step up.
Here we go. Thank you. Got
this
you.
Guy just, both these guys just jumped off the same train. They came, they straggled in here.
Got to. All right. You got it?
You got the clue?
All right, this guy, he's ready to go.
All right. Oh, he's
come
going.
Come on.
Hey.
Moonshine Charlie.
Take half a second off.
The Sport of Kings.
Brett, they're comic book movies.
Oh, they're all is that the theme? Are they all comic
it
book
is,
movies?
It is, yeah.
One would think I would have picked up on that much sooner.
Betty versus Veronica versus Predator.
Oh, they should do a movie of that.
That's your fantasy film, Alex.
Oh, my God. I just want a porn of that. That's all.
Oh, wow. Hold on. We're in comic books here.
I want that porn to star Jesse Ventura.
30 seconds. We're at 30 seconds, folks. 30 seconds.
Is it Red Dead Redemption?
Exactly who this is. Terror Incorporated. That's freaking Terror Incorporated.
Brett, did you guess?
It's Evangeline.
Brett, did you guess?
I did not catch
the
up
outlaw
on the
outlaw Josie Wales.
Wait, no, I did not.
Ooh, good pull.
Is he done?
Is this
7 seconds?
5 seconds. 4.
I did not guess.
Two.
This is, I guess,
one.
Who I not.
And
I not,
time.
I don't know.
And of course, we're looking
who
at old Creepy Eye.
You got it.
Is it Jonah Hex?
See,
that could have been such a great movie.
It really could have been a good movie. That's great.
That film. For the record, Jonah Hex and Terror Incorporated look very similar.
Justin, come on.
I don't know.
This guy, Jonah Sex.
That could have been such a good movie, man. Josh Brolin as Jonah
Hex. Sex in the house.
Yeah. Fucking could have been great.
Play with Vernon.
Not they Jonah Hill as Jonah Hex?
Ooh, I'd watch
dude,
that.
Dude, that guy's actually a
pretty
weight
loss Jonah Hill, though. Only.
Yeah,
so good.
Comic
I like how most people have to play Pictionary by, like, drawing a picture for each word.
Yeah.
And these guys just go straight for characters. And
yeah, just do it.
Oh, no, wait.
Quick character sketch.
Yeah.
No, what was it? Yeah. That's good. That was easy. Don't put it back in there. What?
This is probably going to be the best part of the podcast right here.
I can't wait for people to listen to this.
Okay. I'm from the school of
at makeout point with your sweetheart.
If you've gotten to this point in the podcast,
Day.
We are proud of you.
And go.
Go.
Eight right. Hits high.
Oh, he's going fast, too.
11 hits high.
Ooh, nice. That's fucking hard.
No hints, Justin.
What's this?
All right, we got
angry
some sort of man. It appears to be some sort of man.
Definitely
some
a man.
Type of man. A mighty good
how
man?
Many, we got 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
He doesn't look like a mighty good man.
Oh, that's good.
Oh,
that's
an
good.
Umbrella.
Perfect.
Interesting.
Remember, movies, Vernon, movies.
Rainy day.
15 seconds.
Sleepless in Seattle.
That is a movie.
It is a movie that came out once upon a time.
Marvel did Sleepless in Seattle adaptation.
Seven, no?
Six. Five.
Look, three.
Four,
Goodwill three, Hunting.
Two. One.
And time.
Kingsman and the Secret Service.
Kingsman. Her Majesty's
it's the
Secret
owner of that
Service.
Business from The Incredibles.
Mary yeah. Poppins. James Bond
that
versus
guy's got
Chucky.
An umbrella.
Just looks like
right,
every
next.
Boss I've ever had.
I think we lost our other contestant. Where did Brett go? He went to go grab a beer. Oh, that was good with the
yeah,
umbrella,
forfeit.
Justin. It was,
the first
it was good
forfeit
with the umbrella.
In the history of Pictionary.
All right.
All right, we got ourselves a little pervert.
All right, Kyle, come up.
Artist.
Look
it's
at
not
this
often
boy.
That trees have to die for podcasts.
That's true.
Yeah,
we try to be like
right,
a lot of people talk about having a low carbon footprint. I'm trying to have a big
come
ass
on
carbon
over,
footprint.
Yeah,
man.
I mean the big, like a big foot size carbon
right,
footprint.
Ready for the time?
On fire.
Death now we have Dave going
like,
up.
Leave a footprint so big
Kyle.
People won't believe it. You know,
like, don't get Brent because we lost Brent.
Oh, we lost a contestant.
We lost a contestant.
Oh no.
We gave
okay.
a dog though.
That's true.
All right, we're off to a good start of a game of
does this dog know the name of any
fucking rocketeer?
I know his name is Whiskey. So
that's a good name for a dog.
I know that guy.
That's Invader Zim for sure. That's Invader
okay.
Zim.
What do we got?
Oh, okay. Oh, we got it.
What'd you say,
what
Mike?
13 seconds. It was Rocketeer.
Rocketeer!
Fantastic.
Awesome.
The Rocketeer, which starred just a Disney eyebrows, actually.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Right.
It spawned countless sequels.
They're beautiful.
The Rocketeer!
I thought it was Ku Klux Klan Man, so I'm glad that you catch Rocketeer.
I like how he's
I
still
like,
drawn.
Fucking Rocketeer, man.
Hey, you gotta get the jacket.
The white hero.
Is that a lapel?
Oh,
what's that thing?
I hate
you
the Rocketeer
go again?
So much.
Do you want to draw again? I can't draw
yes,
any
I'll
further.
Draw again.
Skinner, drawing again.
All right. Do you got the paper?
All right.
What's going on, y'all?
Skinner is
draw
back.
Another movie.
All right. Oh, wait, you need a...
Welcome to the drawing podcast.
Hanging tough.
The best possible format for an audio podcast.
You lost your turn.
One more. Let's see. What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Contestant number two.
Do we have a second contestant?
You're back
up. Is there a second contestant?
Yeah, that's not behind you, Vernon. It's you. You're still up. It's best of three.
Oh. Oh, sick. A chance for redemption. Best of three.
Ready?
Prepared?
I have two mics now.
1 minute on the clock.
Tell me
Ready, go.
All right, he's drawing a circle. Now he's drawing a... Oh, that's pretty easy.
You know this
You
is.
Know what it is.
Oh.
You know who the fuck
well.
This is.
There you go. It's really...
Basketball man.
Oh, no.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what character that is.
Little House on the Prairie.
Sound Deadpool
out.
Coming
on out. Sound out.
It's like a hieroglyph. It's like a pictogram. Pictograph?
Spider come.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man is home.
Spider-Man
is home.
Spider-Man
coming! Spider-Man home.
The classic comic book movie.
Oh, that was a
Spider-Man jacking off of his house.
He actually comes with the proportional strength of a spider.
I deserve a drink for that. Somebody buy me a drink. Because that fucked my brain right there. That fucked my brain.
All right.
It'd be funny if he just comes wet.
So it's 1-1. We're in a heated battle.
He's
now.
A menace.
Ramon, do you want to go again?
You get to 2-mic it, Jeremy.
I will double evaluate these drawings.
I believe in you.
My voice sounds so powerful right now with 2 mics. This is my podcast now.
I think it'd be great if in the future this was just like an avant-garde piece of audio art.
All right.
Then it will be.
Yeah, it could be just in like MoMA. People just go in rooms and listen
Ooh,
to
Ooh, that's a good one. All right.
Drawing time.
Ready?
And
go.
Go.
Time for drawing.
This is a pretty hard one, guys. Or it could be easy, depending on how you draw it.
And how big a fan of the franchise
That's
the
true.
Guesser
is.
I like how the dick from
is
the last
so?
Drawing is just still at the top of this one.
It's right there. Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
I can't see anything, Ooh, but I'm okay. guessing Avengers Infinity War.
It's some
that
sort of
the mummy. Answer. It's the mummy.
Guru.
I think, I was going to say the mummy. That's what it looks like to
it's
me.
It's Brendan Fraser in the mummy.
A group
it's
of exceptions.
Brendan Fraser in your mom. It's someone who's too
I
close
wish.
To their mother.
We have an audience member who works on this movie here.
You're fucking your mom or in cinema.
Oh, you got it. Both
right.
At the same time.
With 15 seconds to spare. It's very impressive.
What is this?
I thought that was Mount Rushmore after Abraham.
You have to tell the rest of us what the answer is, too. All
League
right.
of Extraordinary
League
Gentlemen.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Ramon.
Jesse, I'm glad that you've been able to fulfill your lifelong dream
next.
Of
hey,
calling
Liam,
real-time Pictionary.
Do you think you can draw one more time for us?
I'm doing commentary for the Super Bowl next weekend. The Roxy Theater in San Francisco, right. California, everybody. Come check it out. Super Bowl Men in Tights.
I know.
It's really good.
What? You don't get paid to draw? Don't put it back in there. You can go after him. Right there. I don't think that's how it works.
Clack.
You have to do it.
All right, nobody's going to guess this, especially one of these.
Well, no, that's not very nice, Skinner.
We need to get these guys, huh?
Well, not with that attitude.
All right, we're in our last round.
Final round.
The final battle.
I have no idea. Are you ready?
Yes. I think he's ready.
And go.
Fight.
We're just drawing a bunch of lines.
If you draw another dick, Skinner, I swear to God.
It's where the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
Skinner, no more cocks, okay?
Oh, my
what?
God.
There's kids here.
Oh, Jesus.
No more dicks.
No more dicks.
It's a
magic. This is not an easy
time.
One, you guys.
A pilgrim
I put this one in
the street.
How did the pilgrim cross the road?
Just pretty much fuck with everybody.
Circumcised penis this time.
It is a comic book movie.
Humming seems to be involved once more.
Is it red?
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
Do not let that man hold that boy's hand.
Oh, that's
the extremely difficult
road going somewhere. Road to heaven. Road to hell.
It is a road.
30 seconds.
Road to a
15 man with a guy.
Known comic book adaptation.
You can't
write
any words.
Almost, although that doesn't really help.
It
us.
Actually
so
doesn't help.
Is it Captain Skinner found a loophole?
Road to malnutrition. Forrest Gump.
One.
That's time. Road to perdition.
Road to perdition. What does perdition mean?
Is it the good, the bad, and the terrible
drawing? All right,
drawing?
Kyle, if you can get this next one, you will steal the show.
Hey, I want to just say, though, this fucking rules.
That's
like,
very close.
The road to perdition is so fucking incredible. This is the movie. Actually,
perdition heads that way. I think.
I'm not really sure what happens
there. Yeah, right here. Yeah, with the gun.
Why are you drawing dicks on everything, though? What are you trying to tell us?
I'm not well.
That guy's got a duck purse now. A duck purse?
I think everyone's just drawing on them and going, ugh. Is that the Howard the Duck dick? I believe it's called a cloaca.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole word.
Nice. Yeah, bird vaginas are called cloacas. You are correct.
Cows have them, too. It's like an all in one.
Fun fact, when I was in high school, we were on my friend's dairy farm, and she was helping birth a cow, and the cow's whole uterus fell out.
Wait, you have a metal shirt, and he has a shirt that says kill metal. So I don't know how you guys have worked together.
For the cow,
she had to, like, shove it back in. That was my favorite.
Works.
You've never lived if you haven't seen
cow's
a whole
a very
cow
durable animal.
Yeah, haven't seen a cow uterus shoved back
ready?
In.
Ready?
Go.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Here comes the sun. Oh, wait. No.
To all the boys I've loved that? Before.
Oh.
Oh.
Got a tiny face.
It's MODOK.
Captain Underpants.
Is that me? It's me.
The head. Charlie Brown?
Is that Caillou? That little shit.
Mr. Mixapixel.
It does look like Caillou.
That's it.
I made these.
Mr.
I still don't
Midorium's
know.
Wonder Emporium.
Little bits.
That Tim Burton movie?
30 seconds. 30
Two
seconds.
People got that reference.
Oh, is it? Oh! Nice.
You can't guess that.
Okay, 15 seconds.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage in The Ghost Rider.
Big face. Good old Rocky. Give me a hitch.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to go into another round.
He's definitely going to tip over on that bike.
Three, two, one.
Charlie Brown Christmas.
Reset. It was
the mask.
The mask? But the
wait.
That's the wrong mask.
Oh.
I think that one was just called Mask.
The mask.
No definite article.
He just drew eight.
That's way.
Oh, Lord. They should do a mashup of those two movies.
Mask meets the mask.
Yeah, Rocky Dennis. He's just like, somebody stop me.
Okay, for,
so
just for clarity.
Somebody stop me from being so lonely.
The old mask.
Cameron Diaz?
That, you know, the Cher movie?
Okay. Even being around the Cher is hard enough.
That was that movie.
He drew the other mask.
The wrong mask. I should have had more clarity.
That's so beautiful.
Should have had more clarity.
Oh, that was perfect.
So, Liam,
I'm kind of beautiful, too.
You drew the movie with Cher, right?
You can't draw letters.
Yeah. Letters. You see, that would have finished. Also, that would have been it.
All right.
Somebody, stop him.
We still need a winner.
Smoking.
All right, I need one more draw. Someone has to win
got
this
the microphone
thing.
Back. I feel like there weren't enough dogs at the show.
That's true.
I think the winner is the friends we made along the way.
Next show, we're going to have a four-dog medal.
Come on, we
got ourselves a little wolf dog over here.
Lost
hey,
the
can you draw?
Who wants to draw?
I think this will be the final round.
Okay.
Falling apart. All right, guys.
Are you going to draw?
Fucking draw.
Oh, please.
I wrote these.
All right, you're working. All right.
All right. You want to draw one? All right,
oh,
Alex.
Here we go.
Alex loves drawing.
Alexandria loves stepping up to the picture.
I love all the people.
Alex, here you go. I got you double microphone.
Ah. All right. Ready?
Vernon, you're up.
Finally,
and
my favorite thing. Mocking Alex Love.
Sometimes this is what it be like.
Oh, shit, you got two mics.
Let's get this double mic down.
Skinner's got too many mics.
Like some kind of sombrero, it looks like. Oh, wait, nope, never mind.
More dicks.
I was thinking sombrero, but...
Yes.
Howard the Duck.
For sure.
Take
girl,
she got it.
Oh, nice.
Did you guess?
19 seconds.
Whoa.
19 seconds.
Holy
shit.
Incredible.
Lori Petty.
Oh, my God, you guys are kidding.
approaching Pictionary like normal people approach Pictionary. You draw
words. Thank you.
You get to go.
This is how I'm using my masters, by the way.
So good.
I got a master's of communication. This is how I fucking do it.
You communicate visually perfectly. You drew a tank and a girl.
It was a tank and a fucking girl, man.
Tank girl.
It's not rocket science.
No.
Right.
Tank fucking all these artists over here.
You crushed it.
Let me get in this shit.
We gotta give it up to you.
I got one.
Come on. You got this, dude. You got this, Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
No more audience guesses. Next one I kill.
Get it.
What
okay,
the
who's
fuck?
Drawing again, though?
All right. Not ready? Back in there? Come on. No
Jordan Seminara coming up to draw.
Either. Vegas can't be choosers,
I feel like
mate.
The last time I was on this podcast right. Several years ago, it was less less drawing.
Wait,
a lot
really?
Less drawing.
Well,
on
this
podcast, as I recall.
We
changed formats.
It's all over.
Who's drawing now?
Who's drawing? What a great meeting.
I don't know if anybody
for audio, yeah.
I don't think so.
Are you ready, Jordan?
I don't think they care.
This guy's an artist, man.
Jordan
he's a fucking artist.
All right, here we go. Are we timing it, Jesse?
Yep, we got
he's
it.
He's an artist with his jokes, too. You guys should go to the Art Critique. It's a very good show. It's a very good show.
Thomas Kincaid.
See, Jordan, I'm plugging for you, man.
Oh, it looks like a...
Yes!
Oh.
All right.
What was it?
16 seconds.
Surely. 16 seconds. I believe, Jordan, you're our winner.
That's, yeah. Jordan wins.
So now,
Jordan's
you
guessing.
Did.
I want to go on the record and say that that is a fucking pig. That's not a panther.
It's a panther.
It looks like a pig.
It's a fucking pig.
Black panther.
Wait, black person on the fence.
What's the answer?
That's a 10-second panther, folks.
Black panther?
That's
it's
black
got
panther.
A nose, it's got eyes, it's got
ears. My neck was better than that.
That's
come
the color
on.
Black. Also, it's very
that
fierce.
Is a black
that's
panther.
A fucking pig. Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you.
No, it wasn't black panther.
All right, first of all, this is very disrespectful.
That is a lion pig.
You were drawing dicks.
This motherfucker is not from Wakanda, all right? Wakanda is a proud, beautiful people.
I'm
this
just
is bullshit.
That
this is bullshit.
All that happened
eject
here
it.
Was I'm not going to look at drawing, and people are like, what? A road? And
you're
a,
not invited
a
to
man
Black History
with a dick and a gun?
Like, you're not allowed to come. Sorry.
Who's
all of
that?
February is canceled for you.
They're about to get their little ass whooped.
All right, well,
open
guys.
Up a camera.
Whoop
ass on this guy.
28 days later.
Whoop ass! Was that you that drew that?
Black Panther,
nah.
Huh?
Nah, I can't go that way.
I'm tired of looking at
the numbers.
Jordan,
don't lie.
I don't know what to do with you.
15-second Black
that's
Panther.
A Panther. That's, you know.
Don't enable him. That's not a fucking Panther.
Well, thank you. That has completely disappeared.
I think it's dissolved sufficiently.
You know who hasn't drawn anything, though?
Wait.
No, Brad hasn't drawn anything.
Well,
we're done with Pictionary. Sorry, Mariah. They have
damn it.
Won the game.
We can do some off-air, off-the-record, no-holds-barred Pictionary rounds.
We can. We could do that.
We can't do it while we're recording. We have to use official Pictionary rules.
Is there anybody...
Once the mics go cold, we can do whatever we want.
Is it over?
It's pretty much it. Well, we're going to wind down now. Take some deep breaths, meditate
wait, the
on
Pictionary,
what we've learned.
But not the pod. The pod is going still.
The pod's still going for the next
oh, yeah,
3
we're still going
3
strong.
We have
a few minutes.
Of words
two and
left
half
to say.
Minutes.
2.5 minutes.
After
yeah.
that, we'd like to welcome you to Late Nights with Delilah.
And then we'll be switching formats. The Escapists After Dark. We'll be taking calls.
The crowd is chanting. They want more? I don't...
what kind of calls are we going to take, Jesse?
Yeah, you know, advice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could give great advice of how I'd get this under control again.
Yeah, totally.
If anybody wants to let me know. Oh, I wanted to mention the Drink and Draw, which is here at Ghost Town Brewery. It's going to be February 19th. It's a Tuesday from 6 to 10 p.m. Make sure you bring your own supplies. I believe it costs some dollars, maybe $3.
Yeah.
Follow us at Ghost Town Brewing. Do you guys want to do some plugs real quick?
Yeah.
Coming up in February 16th in San Francisco. It's a Saturday. We've got the Art Critique Comedy Show 2-year anniversary.
2 years we've been doing this.
Wait, hold on. Everybody, stop. Hold on. Shh. Just for a second. Hey, be quiet for a second.
Skip is going to stab someone if you
no,
don't
No, listen, hey, I'm sorry. Hey, Christy, you guys, everybody, hey, shh.
Listen, these are comedians. They're about to tell you where they're going to play their comedy shows.
It's true. It's true.
They don't care.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You guys better go to comedy shows. Your life is going to be shit. Your life is going to suck if you don't.
So for the past 2 years, me and this guy have been running a show where we curate thrift store art, comedians make fun of it, and then we auction it off at the end. Our two-year anniversary is February 16th at 111 Minute Gallery in downtown San Francisco, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's $15. You can find out about it at lowartforms.com.
That's lowartforms.com.
Once again,
you just watched me draw a very bad panther, so I know a lot about low art. And I'm going to take that home
with me, by the way.
Take
I'm
going to
frame
home.
That shit.
Oh, yeah, if anybody wants to buy any of our art up here, you can also donate to us tonight since we did all of this for free. All of it. I also spent a lot of money on all these stools. Yes, I paid actual money for these IKEA stools. So we'd like to make pins and stuff, too, for the Escapist Comics podcast. We do all of this for free out of our own pocket. So anybody cares to donate anything, we also have a Patreon. Please visit that. Yeah. Sorry, continue.
It's an amazing podcast. You guys should listen to it.
Thank you.
And while I still have a mildly captivated audience, I've been producing a show made in virtual reality with a software application that does real-time animation. I write and produce the show. It's Abnormal News, so it's stories in the strange, weird news cycle. And it's called What's the Weird? You can check it out at thejokeisonme.com.
And as a, I'm also doing the Art Critique comedy show, so check that out. Also, my brother and I do a comic book called Muscle Core. We're on issue 2. You can check that out online at the Duck Web Comics or Instagram. Look up Muscle Core. And I think we're getting pretty good. We used to suck at making comics, and now we're pretty good. So you should check that out. Yeah.
Proud of you.
Friday, February 8th, I'm hosting a show at Strut, which is a sexual health clinic for gay men. It's called Castro Comedy. It is a bunch of gay people telling jokes. That's fun. Come or you hate gay people. That's how it works. I'll be handing out flyers later. It's also free, so come for it for the freeness. And then check out NerdRagePodcast.com, which you will, I believe, in March. Be hearing Jessica and Jesse making their debuts on the podcast, so that's exciting. Hood Slam Sexy Good Time Wrestle Show, WonderDave.org. I do a bunch of stuff. We're gonna be at Emerald City Comic Con and doing a literary pop and a comedio comedy show at the con, and then we'll be doing a live Nerd Rage podcast show in Seattle. So follow along for that. I'm Wonder Dave on all the things. Follow me and I'll tell you about it. WonderDave.org, KOMED.io is the Comedio website. Thank you.
Yes, hi, I'm Alexandria. I was the one that didn't talk the whole time. I'm also on Nerd Rage, The Great Debates. I will be defending the greatest Nicolas Cage movie of all time, National Treasure, Part 1. Okay, the greatest Nicolas Cage movie. I also produce a lot of shows in the Bay Area, like The Mermaid Show, No Cover Cabaret, Joke Landish. You can catch me next Friday at Critical Hit Comedy, February 9th, featuring for Dave Ross from Drunk History. I'm really excited. Also, just follow me on Twitter so that my mom thinks that this is legitimate. Thank you.
Yeah, go see live comedy. It'll make you happy. It'll make you forget about all the pain and all the shit and all the garbage and trash that's coming at you from the news. You see these freaking comedians, man. Hang out with your friends. Stop ignoring them.
Is this your plug?
This is my plug. I already get enough attention from my mom, so I don't. So I just.
Rude.
I'm spoiled. She still puts my drawings on the refrigerator, man.
That would be a good plug. Gallery. Hang out with me. My address is...
I'd like to say thank you to the Escapist Podcast and the Escapist Comic Book Shop. It's amazing.
Yay!
I'm super
okay,
you're welcome. They allow me to keep coming back. They're awesome. You guys, two Jessies.
Don't ever call me Jessie.
Well, yeah.
Hold on there.
I love you so much. But they're the best.
Thank you, Skinner. Thanks, everyone, for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, everybody. hang out, have some beers, get some tacos.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
I think the tacos are gone.
Okay, don't get any tacos. Sorry.
Get some more beer. I tip the bartenders. Thanks for coming. We really appreciate it.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Jessica, you're good.